Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive.
Always.
Okay, so today we're going into some pretty murky ethical waters.
That's some fun.
Yeah, and the source material is kind of wild. It all started on this Discord server, and let me tell you, things got heated. We're talking AI art, self-harm, consent, the whole nine yards. Buckle up.
I'm intrigued already.
Okay, so there's this user, Mongo, who claims they can make AI-generated art using something called, get this, Mongo Proxy.
Mongo proxy, that's a choice.
Right. But it gets weirder. Mongo wants payment for this art in the form of self-harm from the person requesting it, like actual self-harm.
Hold on. So they're basically saying, cut yourself and I'll make you some art.
Pretty much. And they're using all this like business jargon, payment, contract, supply, and
Well,
demand.
it's like they're trying to dehumanize the whole thing, make it just a transaction.
Exactly. And get this, Mongo actually gave an example. Someone carved a few scratches on the thigh with Mongo Proxy and the date as payment.
As payment, like it's some kind of twisted proof of purchase. What is going on?
And of course, the other people on the server are freaking out. Some are totally against it, calling Mongo, well, psychotic.
Yeah, I can see why. Encouraging self-harm, no matter how small, is incredibly dangerous.
Right. It's not just about the physical injury, it's the whole mindset behind it.
Absolutely. It minimizes the real pain and suffering involved.
Then you've got people trying to play devil's advocate, saying, well, it's just a scratch, or it's okay if they consented.
Ah, the consent argument. Does consent really make everything okay, especially when it involves harm? That's a tough one.
It is. And then there's this other user, Aimee, who's all like, dude, bad juju. Why not just take art as payment?
A more ethical alternative for sure. It seems like even Emmy senses something's not right here.
Yeah, like they get the whole art thing, but are also creeped out by the self-harm part.
Makes sense.
But Mongo keeps doubling down, calling the self-harm insignificant, a steal compared to their art. It's like they're trying to convince themselves more than anyone else.
It's definitely a way of distancing themselves from the reality of what they're asking for.
Meanwhile, someone named Moxie.nolastname is going off on Mongo, calling them subhuman and really challenging their justifications.
Wow, strong reaction. It shows how deeply this issue resonates with people. It's not just an abstract debate, it touches on some very raw nerves.
For sure. And the whole thing is just like, whoa, where do you even draw the line?
Right. And that's what we're going to try to figure out.